won't destroy the world economy over Saudi Arabia. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. So President Trump will not put any punishment on the country over the murder of a Saudi journalist at the consulate in Istanbul, other than the sanctions already imposed on Saudis implicated in the killing.
It's a very complex situation. It's a shame, but it is what it is.
Now, some in Congress are critical of the decision. So is Turkey. Fox's Simon Owen monitoring live from London.
Dave, one Turkish lawmaker calling the president's statement comical and lacking credibility. And Turkey's top diplomat, Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu, is also critical. The minister saying, this was a murder. We cannot say our trade will increase. Let's cover it up. Turkey says it's investigating the death and that those inquiries will continue. But the government saying Saudi cooperation so far has not been satisfactory. It's suggesting an international investigation if an impasse is reached. Dave?
Simon, President Trump just tweeted oil prices are getting lower. Great, it's like a big tax cut for America. Thank you, Saudi Arabia. New York Times reports the president wanted to order the Justice Department to prosecute Hillary Clinton and former FBI Director James Comey. But the White House lawyer reportedly told him not to. He didn't have the authority, and in India he'd face accusations of abuse of power. Special counsel Robert Mueller has what he asked for from President Trump.
The written answers to the witch hunt that's been going on forever. No collusion, no nothing.
The president said before leaving for Florida for Thanksgiving, they finished the answers in the Russia investigation on Monday. Rain could make it tougher, finding more human remains in the wildfire destruction in Northern California. It's up to 81 dead, 700 people still unaccounted for. If you have romaine lettuce in your fridge, the government's urging you to throw it out because of an E. coli outbreak that made 32 people sick in 9 states.
FDA is trying to determine the source of the romaine lettuce, but right now there's been no common grower, supplier, or brand of romaine lettuce.
So CDC Dr. Laura Giratowski says don't eat or buy any. This is Fox News.
It's the holiday sales event at Ford. It's a big deal, and we're busy making preparations to get you the best deals of the year. Because unlike Santa's presents, ours don't just magically appear. At Ford, ours are built in real factories, where pickup trucks come with best-in-class towing and payload, where SUVs are built with available features like terrain management and driver assist technologies, and where every bolt, stitch, and line of code is tested and tested again. But you don't have to write Santa a letter to get these presents. Naughty or nice, just come see your Ford dealer during our holiday sales event for our best offers of the year. Ford, built for the holidays. Built Ford proud.
Best-in-class towing and payload when properly configured. Class of light-duty pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR based on Ford segmentation.
The crisis at the border is real. That's what Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen said visiting San Diego, saying hundreds of criminals are among the Central American migrants camped out nearby in Tijuana, hoping to seek asylum here.
Members of the caravan will wait in the back of the line of those already waiting to be processed at our ports of entry.
Thousands of U.S. troops are at the border, and the Pentagon has put a price tag on the mission.
The cost of sending approximately 5,900 active-duty personnel to the U.S.-Mexico border to provide support to Customs and Border Protection amounts to roughly $72 million. That's according to a new report to Congress from the Pentagon. Then another $138 million to cover the cost of 2,100 National Guard troops. That cost includes $20 million for transportation, $28 million in operating expenses, and $5 million for wire and other border barrier materials. The troops ordered to the border by the Trump administration in advance of a migrant caravan, while California Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein says the Pentagon's report shows the mission is, quote, a charade. In Washington, Sean Blanchell, Fox News.
A victory in court for pro-choice activists who challenged abortion laws in one state, and the ruling affects a second.
The Mississippi law that bans most abortions after 15 weeks has been struck down by a federal judge. That law was one of the most restrictive in the U.S. and just went into effect last spring, but the only abortion clinic in Mississippi sued to get it overturned. The judge in the case ruling Tuesday it violates women's constitutional rights. And Louisiana's law banning abortions after the same amount of time is on hold because of that judge's decision. That law was passed earlier this year, but it contains language that says it'll only take effect if a federal court upholds the law in Mississippi. Jill Nato, Fox News.
On Wall Street, Dow futures up nearly 200 points, suggesting there could be a rebound after two big sell-offs this week. I'm Dave Anthony. Fox News.
Hey, good Wednesday before Thanksgiving. How you doing? Our news brought to you by OSF Ergo. OSF Ergo delivers the quick, convenient, high-quality care you expect from urgent care, but in a way you never expected. OSF Ergo offers two locations in Champaign. They're on North Prospect near Walmart and on South Neal by Harvest Market.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A second man has died after a head-on crash that happened last week on U.S. 45. 33-year-old Brandon Rush of Champaign was pronounced dead on Monday afternoon at Carle Foundation Hospital in Urbana. A new report says one quarter of the new jobs created in Illinois in the last year were in government. WQAD says government jobs grew by more than 14,800 over 12 months. Manufacturing grew by 12,800. The report is from the Illinois Department of Employment Security. Across all sectors, Illinois picked up 59,300 jobs over the last 12 months in the state. Teachers in Unit 4 will not be going on strike. The Champaign School District and the Champaign Federation of Teachers have tentatively agreed to a new three-year contract. That deal came last night, pending formal votes by school board members and union members. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
With two convenient locations in Champaign, OSF Ergo is redefining the urgent care experience. Specially designed for busy individuals and families, you get the exact care and service you need without sacrificing time or quality. At OSF Ergo, we can treat your mild illness or injury and have you out the door quickly at an affordable cost. OSF Ergo accepts a number of insurance plans, including Health Alliance, Blue Cross Blue Shield, and Humana. Visit OSFErgo.org to see and learn more.
Here's your weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. From simple to simply magnificent with two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham, and Urbana. Call 367-ROSE or BlossomBasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning, Stevie J. And don't forget to bring something to that Thanksgiving host in case you're coming to someone's house. It's always nice to have a nice bouquet from Blossom Basket. And you just walk in and look over their coolers and their selections. So many great things to choose from. High 42, an increase in the clouds. Cloudy tonight with a low 27. Sunshine tomorrow with a high 47 expected, down to 33. That's awesome for Thanksgiving. We've got a high of 55 on Friday. 30% chance of rain coming into Friday night. Then 100% chance of showers coming into Saturday. Saturday morning, there's a 30% chance of showers with a high of 60 down to 41. We're at 27 now on ESPN 93.5.
All right, good to have you listening. Day before Thanksgiving, we are blessed to live in the United States of America,
we
my
sure
friends.
Are.
Count your blessings. Be happy with who you're with. Let it go. Hug, forgive. Have fun. Don't talk politics.
Yes. There's other things you can discuss.
Yep.
Open-ended questions about how were things back in the day. What makes you smile? What's the perfect day? What would you have done with your lottery winnings had
there
you hit it last
yeah.
month?
Yeah, you got it. And just hug and forgive and drop it and let it go.
Exactly.
Okay. Deal reached with Unit 4 teachers. Good news. 5-hour bargaining session. No details until they ratify next Tuesday.
That's
presumably
right.
Going to work over the weekend. And Jen White, who's the union president, was happy, thought both sides gave up something.
Okay.
Sounded like the school board took a leap up. I mean, these guys are fighting for like a 2% raise, 3% raise. I know, but it's not a lot. It just, I guess, adds up. And the school board's trying to be responsible with the monies they have and all
sure.
that.
Sure.
Anyway, I'm glad nobody wanted a strike.
That's right. And that was kind of pending on Monday.
Yeah. They were going to walk on Monday, so that looks to be figured out. Now they'll just show the union next Tuesday. News Gazette has it on the front page. That's, again, good news.
Yeah,
okay.
And especially because people get in the, you know, out-of-town mode, and they don't know what's happening on Monday. So now we know.
Okay, Illinois basketball, a really good first half. Not so good second half. 39-34 Illinois in the first half over Iowa State. Iowa State comes from behind and smokes us in the second half behind Talon.
Horton Tucker.
Yeah. This is the guy we recruited since he
That's
was like
right.
nine. And then there was something going on because Io came, he didn't want to come, that kind of thing. So I don't know if those two get along great. But he was the man. If anybody saw this guy yesterday, he reminded me of little Charles Barkley back in the day, kind of a thicker guy.
Yeah.
But look at that guy.
I know.
So how old is he?
Probably 19.
Well, try 17.
What?
How does this, that kid with a mustache, does he look 17?
Wow.
That's one of those where you're in Little League Baseball and the kid says he's 12 and you don't believe it. That's one of those. Doesn't he look like he's like 24?
I mean, how is he a freshman in college? 17.
He came early, late birthday. I mean,
okay.
He's...
Okay.
Let's see, it's, can you be in kindergarten when your birthday's in November? Because he turns 18 Friday.
I see.
So that's still, it's like super young. But usually, if you're athletic-minded, you want to be super old, not super young.
Uh-huh.
Because there's a difference with that guy. So here I am wailing on the fact that the kid might be 40 and
right.
not 17. It doesn't matter. He pounded
exactly.
us. He beat us up. It was awful. And then, you know, he just looked like he had a spark inside, like you should have really
right.
picked me over Io.
Exactly.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
I don't know, folks. Again, there's going to be moments you're really going to like this Illinois basketball team, but I said yesterday, as good as it felt the way we came back against Gonzaga, you're not going to like the record of this team. You know, we lost the one guy that was blocking shots for us. I can't remember his name. He transferred. Michael Finke transferred. Could have had him in fifth year.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have much answer inside, I'm telling you. The De La Rosa guy, you know, he's a big man, but he's had leg injuries. He's kind of slow. So he's a body, but... And then Georgie got in foul trouble, didn't play much at all. Kipper Nichols is an enigma. Moments he looks like he's an NBA player, and then he just isn't there. So I can't figure that one out.
Mm-hmm.
So you just go ahead with your Alan Griffins and get guys like that going. Alan's going to be very nice. He's a really nice player for freshmen.
11 points yesterday.
He's got skill. I'd go ahead and put him in there a bunch.
His number 0-0.
Yeah, 0-0. Put Io in there, obviously, a bunch. Trent Frazier couldn't hit, but he's going to play a bunch. And just play small, Aaron Jordan. But we got guys like Aaron Jordan, who's 6'3", guarding the post. It's not going to work in the Big Ten. Sorry, it's just not.
Okay.
So we're gonna have great moments. We're going to probably upset somebody we shouldn't. But your overall record is going to be, we'll be challenged to get to 14-18, which is what we were last year. Doesn't mean this doesn't feel better. Doesn't mean we're going downhill and getting better. It's just going to take a little time. We've got to get a few more recruits in, too, because we're really cupboards bare inside for now.
If you have some reaction against the Illini and Cyclones game, or you want to chime in, 359-2255.
Yeah, always happy to hear what you think. Also, the teachers avoiding a strike for Champaign schools. That's great news. 359-2255. I'm going to talk to United States Secretary of Veterans Affairs, Robert Wilkie, will be coming up. I like what Donald Trump is trying to do with the veterans. Administration, stop the waiting. These men and women that served can't get any 9 months, can't get an appointment, all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of need, and there's a lot of horrible bureaucracy and mismanagement and just some terrible stories that have come out of the VA. So here's hoping that we can get it figured out. Robert Wilkie, who is United States Secretary of Veterans Affairs, joins us in 20 minutes, the day before Thanksgiving. Okay, deciding... To gift to charity is easy. Determining the strategy that best fits your situation can be challenging. Look to the professionals at Busey to create a sound plan for your unique financial goals now and in the future. Talk with the good people at Busey Wealth Management. Whatever your inspiration, many ways to leave a legacy for others, from cash gifts to contributions on your behalf. Busey's advisors work with you to help your charitable gift giving. Your overall financial plan, you'll reduce current and future income tax, provide current retirement income, reduce estate taxes, distribute more to your loved ones. How does all that work? What are the new rule changes? With Busey Wealth Management, enjoy peace of mind, knowing your intentions will be honored. It'll be all written down and all set. Call 800-67-BUSEY. Visit Busey.com. Stop by one of their many convenient locations to learn more. Investment products and services are not FDIC insured, may lose value. No bank guarantee. Busey, for 150 years. Hey, Carl, how are you? What'd Carl say?
He wanted to talk Illinois basketball.
Okay.
Listening near Arthur and Chadwell.
Okay, maybe the phone drop. You can call back 359-2255. That's text and phone if you want to. And I, again.
I mean, they seemed more positive yesterday after that Gonzaga.
Well, it was. I mean, we were awful in the second half yesterday. But, you know, if you look at it, the reason we were good against Gonzaga is Trent made all the shots.
Yeah.
Trent missed all the shots yesterday. Three right. out of 10 from three.
He got 15 to lead the alone.
Yeah, but it was, a lot of it was late. And at that point, it didn't matter. Anyway, listen, there's some great moments coming, and you're going to like it, but we're just not there. We're not going to play very well in the Big Ten because we're just not an inside Big Ten school right now. Quarter after doesn't mean we don't have nice pieces.
Right.
7:15, text in if you'd like. Call in, 359-2255. If you got anything about Illinois basketball, what you thought. Here you go, sports headline.
And running away from the Illini in the second half is what this article starts saying. 84-68 was the final in the Maui Invitational. Down to 8 scholarships, players due to injuries and suspensions. Iowa State bounced back from an opening loss against number 3 Gonzaga and had a strong game at both ends. So they talk about the halftime, 39-34. It seems like we were hanging with them at that time.
Yeah, we had Georgie in foul trouble. I think Trent had 2 fouls.
Yeah, that was pretty much out of the gate, it seemed like.
Up 5 at half, and then they just came out and blitzed us. It wasn't really competitive. They got up 52-43 and never looked back. So.
Mm-hmm. And Illinois will face Xavier today at 8 o'clock. So.
They outscored us at 1.22-7 starting the second half.
I see.
Just blew us out.
Mm-hmm. Illinois volleyball in action at 6 in East Lansing, taking on Michigan State. We're number 4. We're looking forward to the match on Saturday at 5 against number 12 Purdue at Huff, honoring the seniors. So that should be fun. Let's see. Bears and Detroit. Looks like this right shoulder injury.
Not good.
Mitch
yeah.
Trubisky.
I don't even know who's second string for the Chicago Bears. McDaniels?
Yeah,
Chase Daniels?
That's it.
Former Missouri quarterback.
That's right.
All right, Chase Daniels was a understudy for Drew Brees.
Yeah, Coach Matt Nagy for the Bears is, you know, saying that Chase has got this.
Chase is good, and he worked under Drew Brees in New Orleans for like 4 years. So he might be very good, actually.
So college football playoff rankings, I believe it's still the same. Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame, and Michigan in the top 4. And Illinois football against Northwestern is something we're starting to talk about now for that game on Saturday at 2:30. Okay. Looks like Jim Henke leaves the Cubs as the pitching coach.
Pitching coach resigns for, quote, personal reasons. Are the Cubs panicking?
I don't know. And why aren't they offering Joe?
Because I don't know. Because I don't know. Joe Madden has one more year, and he's obviously not going to be the manager because something's going on there. Otherwise, you'd extend him, I think. But if he wins a World Series, it'd be hard not to sign him if he wants to sign.
Maybe we should talk about our Cardinal Caravan that's coming in January, and people are starting to get their new 2019 calendars, and we want you to mark it down.
I ought to be getting some of those, actually.
That's right.
Usually we get them before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Cardinal Caravan will be January 18 at the I Hotel. And that's, we don't have any idea. It'll be noon on the 18th, which is a Friday.
Okay.
Martin Luther King Jr. weekend.
Right.
As it normally is. And, of course, we don't get the announcement of who's coming till, like, beginning of January. But, you know, last year was Paul DeJong. That was a good one.
Had fun with that, especially with him being an ISU guy.
Yeah. No. So the Cardinals, by that time, of course, will have signed up already. Bryce Harper and, you know, Josh Donaldson maybe, Paul Goldschmidt, you know. It's just small signings ahead. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Cubs, I don't know. Cubs got weird on me after they lost there at the end of the season, and they're just kind of acting weird because I don't think it's panic time in Chicago for Pete's sake. They won 95 games. Check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast brought to you by American Eagle Auto Glass for expert window replacement repair, windshields, windows in your car, truck, or van. American Eagle Auto Glass does the job right the first time. Go visit Wade Adams, 706 Bloomington Road in Champaign.
Up to 42, down to 27. Thanksgiving, high 47 with some sunshine again, down to around 33. Friday, starting out partly cloudy, We've got a high of 51 expected, down to around 43 on Friday night. 30% chance of rain coming into Saturday with a high 55 expected. A little more mild as we come into the weekend. That's nice. We're currently at 28 on ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Starla Carr, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
From the Fox Business Network, stock futures are higher this morning after another brutal sell-off on Wall Street yesterday. Technology shares skidded, and now Neil Wilson, chief market analyst at Markets.com, says there are signs the market is looking oversold. Walgreens and Humana are looking at being part owners of each other's companies. The Wall Street Journal says the two are having wide-ranging talks aimed at competing with the expected CVS-Aetna merger and Amazon getting into the business of medicine. Foot Locker's summer quarter was stronger than expected. Sales at existing stores were better than forecast, up 2.9%. CEO Dick Johnson says he believes the upbeat trend will translate into the holiday season as well. The Dow dropped 551 yesterday. The Nasdaq lost 119. S&P down 48. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
For $10,
yeah,
that's a good deal.
And people are looking at this, you know, golf game and trying to put down some money.
Well, it's not as bad as I thought. I thought it was $50. It's like $20, so it's a lot cheaper than I initially thought.
$9 million to the winner.
Yeah. Well, that again, what I care about? I don't care about that. It's not my $9 million.
Okay.
Anyway, what will be the most interesting aspect? We've seen Phil and Tiger play golf quite a bit. It's just with them talking. That's a pretty long putt, Tiger. I think you know how to read
right.
That. You know, that's going to be the fun part is because guys talk all the time, but not normally in golf. If there's an etiquette there, so the etiquette is going to be more like Happy Gilmore. That's your new etiquette for this.
Okay.
So I think there will be a draw.
It'd be fun if Bob Barker was there.
Well, he's out there. It's in California, so maybe Bob Barker will show up. Anyway, it'll be fun to see with the comments. And they both understand it. These are both, you know, guys that know golf, know etiquette, but they also know this is now WWE brought to the golf course because now they got it. They've got to have some stuff going or it's not going to be any fun. We've seen them hit enough golf shots that are amazing. But now we want to hear how they handle, you know, some talk. A little, yeah.
This article saying, will there be some smack talk between Phil and Tiger?
Yes, there will be. There will be. Obviously, Tiger's had the better of it over the career. And Tiger was asked, you think you can get in Phil's head? And Tiger Woods responded, what do you mean? I've been in his head for 20 years.
Oh, hey.
Let's go.
Mic'd up. I like that.
No, it has to be like that because you got to give people something they can't get.
Mm-hmm.
Thus, the pay-per-view, $9 million. I wonder why it wasn't $10 million. Who got the extra million that couldn't get it going? Because they always said 10. Now it's down to a measly 9. That's quite a bit. I mean, even Tiger and Phil can't make that on a golf course normally. You might be able to go to Dubai and be paid the, you know, $3 million appearance fee, that kind of thing. But you're not going to make 9, except when you win the FedEx, you get 10. So there's that. Okay, yesterday I told you I had a kind of an unfortunate incident with the garage door.
Yes.
And CRV, the Honda that I drive, which is really nice.
I was having trouble getting this image. The back
garage door goes up. The CRV door is not closed. Garage door hooks onto it, and the garage door beat the door. So in other words, the door lost in the battle between big garage door going up and hooking onto the back of the CRV.
Okay.
Bent. Ruined.
I bet that was loud.
It was a bit of kind of like a ship sinking is what I would think. That's the kind of sound, yeah. Like metal bending.
Yeah.
So anyway, Ben Quattrone at Honda BMW has quickly referenced me over to Champaign Automotive Center, which is part of their situation where they have a body shop and they fix vehicles.
Insightful first call for you.
Ben?
Yeah.
He's my guy.
I know.
So I call, I say, what do I do? He said, bring it over. And then they had a full estimate, five pages
wow.
of damage.
Yeah.
And so this is a Kirtland Shell State Farm call.
Okay. So got the insurance
we
going.
Did that. I got a high deductible. Good news.
Uh-huh.
And so sarcastic. And then I got them what they're going to do over at Champaign Automotive Centers. They fix it to Honda BMW specifications.
Right.
So if there's a question, they're going to say, what did that dodo do? He didn't have a CRV door closed and
right.
garage door one.
Mm.
Anyway, Honda BMW, you expect service like that because they're an award-winning dealership. They've won awards. Specifically, on the Honda side, the Honda President's Award. So, I'm driving a BMW, and I've never done that.
It's nice.
Oh, my. Heated steering wheel?
Ooh.
I had to turn it off. It was too hot. Heated seat? So, it's a different kind of machine. I mean, BMWs are... So, I'm going to drive that for a day or so and let you know. DriveChampaign.com, DriveChampaign.com, Honda BMW. Say hey to Ben Quattro, and he'll take care of you, too. All right, it's 7:29. The Secretary for Veterans Affairs coming up.
President Trump on Twitter is thanking Saudi Arabia for lower oil prices. Turkey's foreign minister is taking issue with the president letting the Saudis off the hook for the murder of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi, an American resident in Turkey.
Minister Mevlut Çavuşoğlu saying, "This was a murder. We cannot say our trade will increase. Let's cover it up." Turkey pledging to continue investigating the journalist's death, but the minister saying that Saudi cooperation in the Turkish inquiry is not at the desired level.
Fox's Simon Owen. There's one Senate race still to decide through a runoff in Mississippi. At a debate last night, Republican incumbent Cindy Hyde-Smith apologizes for saying she'd be in the front row if invited to a public hanging.
There was no ill will.
It's given our state another black eye that we don't need.
That's Democrat Mike Espy. Hundreds of people, mostly black, were lynched in Mississippi up through the 1960s. This is Fox News.
ESPN 93.5. Hope you're all ready for Thanksgiving. Local news now brought to you by Classic Plumbing. Honest, affordable, and professional with a 2-year warranty on all their work. Call 586-PIPE or see their page on Facebook. Online, it's ClassicPlumbingInc.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Teachers in Unit 4 will not be going on strike. The Champaign School District and the Champaign Federation of Teachers have tentatively agreed to a new 3-year contract. That deal came last night, pending formal votes by school board members and union members. Teachers are given a notice to strike as soon as next week. The Urbana School Board has approved new positions for the middle and high schools. The News Gazette says the board has decided to hire another licensed teacher at the high school and will spend money on an additional student relations supervisor at the middle school. Check your fridge for any romaine lettuce, and if you have it, throw it out. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention warned on Tuesday that Americans should not eat any romaine lettuce over concerns about a new E. coli outbreak. Retailers and restaurants should not sell or serve it. And if you have any salad mixes at home that contain romaine, toss those out. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, Classic Plumbing.
ESPN 93.5 with your weather. Brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copy or printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 34 years at wattscopy.com.
Sunshine today, it looks real good as people get their arrangements taken care of for all the Thanksgiving things you'll be facing tomorrow. We've got a high of 44 expected and down to around 27 into the evening tonight. Tomorrow's high, close to 50, down to around 35 with sunshine. More clouds coming our way on Friday with a high 50, low 43. Chance of showers late afternoon and into the evening and coming into Saturday morning. But then it looks like it's going to be nice for that Christie Clinic parade of lights. That steps off at 6 on Saturday in downtown Champaign. We've got a high of 53 and down to around 42 for Saturday. 50 the high on Sunday with a chance of precipitation back in the forecast. Currently 29 on ESPN 93.5.
We shall welcome the Secretary of Veterans Affairs, Robert Wilkie. That is coming up next on ESPN 93.5. 359-2255. Somebody wants to see Patrick Reed and Jordan Spieth.
Yeah.
that's kind of a real conflict, I think. And I don't know, that would be, could be a little nasty. I don't know if I'm actually interested in that one. I know Patrick Reed has kind of some issues, family issues.
It says the alleged feud led to a change in the Ryder Cup teammate for several years.
Didn't get along. So in any event, I don't know. That's more of a real conflict, and maybe that'd be more entertaining. I wasn't very interested in that. You know, you can't miss on the Tiger Phil. But Patrick Reed and Jordan Spieth, they're just not same level as Tiger Phil. But maybe more conflict with Patrick Reed, who's, I know, family wasn't even at the Masters when he won. And Jordan Spieth, they just don't get along. All right, the Veterans Affairs Cabinet Secretary, Robert Wilkie, next. He's joining me now. Secretary Wilkie, how are you?
Fine, thank you, Stevie, and happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving, sir. Can you imagine when you were a little boy, I know you come from a military family, that someday you would be a cabinet secretary?
No. And I was very happy motoring along on Secretary Mattis's staff as the Undersecretary of Defense when the President asked me to do this. And because of what you just said, coming from many generations of officers in uniform, there was no hesitation on my part to say yes. It is an honor. It's an honor to be at this end of the national security spectrum. I was at the kinetic end under General Mattis, and this end is every bit as rewarding, if not more so.
We all want to treat our veterans how they deserve to be treated. I mean, we hear the stories, the horror stories that have come out of the VA over the last few decades. It, saying it is one thing. You're talking about a massive monolith of people and structure. How difficult, Secretary Wilkie, is it to actually implement good change?
Well, the question here is that there's never been a president who during his campaign and then when he walked into the White House has made Veterans Affairs centerpiece of his administration. And I say that being a pretty good presidential historian. This has been a backwater for Washington, D.C. for many years. What this president has done is that he's given us a full leadership team. We're all in place. We speak the language of service. All of us come from military backgrounds. And in addition to that, we have the largest budget in the history of this department. And under this president's leadership, he has done more in 2 years than has been done in decades. For instance, accountability, giving me the authority to remove employees who are not fulfilling their oaths. A lot of the problems that you just detailed that became searing headlines across the country. We have the authority, and under this president, 3,300 employees have been removed. Everybody from medical center directors down the chain because they have not been doing their job. We owe it. We owe it to those who, as General Eisenhower said, make sure that we sleep soundly at night, that we give them the best care possible.
So you're confident we can get the changes we need, but it certainly will take time, and it all is all about your people, correct? You start with the generals, and you work your way down.
Right. Well, I try to do it the other way. I try to do it from the bottom up. I get out of this town as often as I can. I've been here about 113 days, and I've already been in 14 states, all the way from Alaska down to Florida and up to Massachusetts, and I'm listening to our veterans, not people here in D.C. who have a very different perspective on what it means to serve in government. I'm talking to the people who work for us out in the hustings as well as the veterans groups out there to hear what they need. And when I say a bottom-up organization, I really mean it. Anyone who sits where I sit, and I look right out across Lafayette Park to the White House, anybody who sits up here and tells you that he or she has all the answers, you need to lock them up immediately. Because nobody can do that for an organization that has 370,000 employees and serves almost 10 million veterans.
Well, I love it. It sounds like you're really getting out there. Now, before I let you go, Secretary Robert Wilkie, he is the United States Secretary of Veterans Affairs for Donald Trump. And I've talked to Secretary Azar. I've talked to many people that have been in a meeting with Donald Trump. And I know how he's being painted, and I know how he's being depicted. And I certainly know there's some tweets out there that cause news. However, what is Donald Trump in like in a meeting? He's not what you hear and see and what he's being talked about. He's not the same guy, is he?
Let me give you an example that makes manifest what you just said. I was the acting secretary for 8 weeks. Now, the acting secretary is somebody who has a title but really does not have the title. You're in limbo. In those 8 weeks, the president of the United States spent almost 9 hours with me at the White House, on the phone, talking over dinner, talking about veterans, asking questions about veterans, and also asking how we changed the department. It was pretty clear to me why he was one of the most successful businessmen in the country, because it was all about customer service. And you know some of the people in the Champaign area who've been to the president's businesses outside of government know that when you walk in the door, you get that feeling that you are the only person alive on the planet because they pay so much attention to you. I have felt that, and I mean it sincerely. I have worked in White Houses before. I've worked in Pentagons before, and I've never seen any executive that focused on customer service, which for Veterans Affairs means the focus is not on the institution of the department. The focus is on the needs of the individual veteran and, by extension, his family.
Well, you've illustrated again, Secretary Wilkie, how unfairly he's being painted. It's the first business guy we've had in the White House, and he wants accountability.
Right.
He wants accountability.
That's right. That's right. Stevie, you hit it, and it's an honor for me not only to be occupying this seat, but to serve under a president who has made soldiering and veterans the focal point of his administration. So I want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving and everybody in Big Ten country there in Illinois. Happy Thanksgiving.
Well, thank you, sir, and we're reassured. You sound wonderful. I love your plan, and good luck to you, and a great honor talking with you.
Thank you. We'll do it again.
Thank you. Appreciate that. United States Secretary of Veterans Affairs Robert Wilkie on ESPN 93.5. Nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I'm very hopeful. I mean, the VA, man, oh, man, we got to make sure that's right.
Yes.
I mean, these guys coming back with PTSD and other issues.
Right.
You can't let that go. They deserve better.
Uh-huh.
And what's wrong with Donald Trump trying to have accountability, working with his acting secretary 9 hours on what do? How do we take care of our guys? It's all good. But no, he's an evil ogre. He's awful. He's a sex maniac. He's this. In a meeting, the guy is absolute. He's down to it. What are we going to do to fix this? I want accountability. Secretary Azar told us, he says, hey, what have you done for me today? Who does that? In government.
Right.
Nobody. Accountability. Awesome. Love it. Quarter Tail, sports headlines coming up next. Sports headlines. Fighting Illini, good first half, not a very good second half.
That's true. Iowa State over Illinois, 84-68. Trent Frazier led the Illini with 15. Cyclones ran away in the second half. Now we've got Xavier at 8 o'clock tonight at the Maui Invitational. Our volleyball team, number 4 in the nation, in action at 6 tonight in East Lansing to take on Michigan State. Really looking forward to senior night. Allie Bastinelli and Blake Harnicky and Jordan Poulter all being honored at Huff Hall Saturday night at 5 as we take on number 12 Purdue. Bears and Detroit for Thanksgiving without Mitch Trubisky.
Yeah, shoulder?
It's I don't know. I mean,
shoulder injury.
Yeah,
right.
It seems like there's a problem.
Yeah.
So,
well, right shoulder is kind of his throwing shoulder. So.
Okay, you got that.
Yeah.
So Illinois football and Northwestern coming up on Saturday at 2:30. I was just reading more details about the IHSA football state championships that are coming to Memorial Stadium. The entertainment tent, and things are open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Free popcorn, cotton candy, hot cocoa, water, coffee, face painting, mechanical bull, football toss, bag toss, couches, big screen TV for watching the games. This is done right, and we'll hear from Ryan with the Champaign County Convention and Visitors Bureau just after 8 o'clock
What's it cost to go to the games?
$10.
And that's all day?
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with that?
That's right. So I got the lowdown, too. We've got Forreston and Camp Point Central at 10 a.m. on Friday. Mm-hmm. Class 2A, of course, Gibson City, Melvin Sibley at 1 o'clock, taking on Maroa Forsyth.
That's going to be a good one.
Yeah.
That's
and
a good
so
one.
Is Byron and Monticello at 4.
That's a good one. I'm
Class
nervous.
Class 3A.
Culley Welter is the coach, I think, on Monticello. Culley's done a big-time job.
Mm-hmm.
First time, I think, Monticello's ever been to a state
title.
That's
right.
So it's just I'm hesitant because I know how good Monticello is, but the North has generally been really hard on us in Central and South. Unity's 0-5. Did St. Joachim? I don't think they won one either. They got really close. So did Unity.
Right.
It's just hard, and I think the teams in the North perhaps are better. But here's hoping Monticello can pull down a 3A title on Friday.
That's right. Class 4A, Elmhurst, IC Catholic, and Kankakee McNamara, all names we're familiar with. Class 4A contest at 7. And then Saturday, Class 5A through Class 8A.
Yeah.
So 35,000 fans coming in for this. So let's be nice hosts here in Champaign-Urbana and the surrounding areas as we have lots of folks tapping into restaurants and hotels.
Yep.
Love it.
All right. ESPN 93.5, 10 till 8.
Boy, the turkey.
Good vibes. I'd go over to CMI there on Bloomington Road. If you need some janitorial supplies, you want to buy that special somebody, that backpack vacuum cleaner, or maybe you want to just check out the Checkmate system, electrostatic sprayer, kind of for businesses, but if you're one of those don't touch me people, you can get it for your house.
Mm-hmm.
Kill all the flu bugs everywhere. It's CMI, Chemical Maintenance, Inc., CMIClean.com. Call 359-6262. Betsy and Brad Parks. Wonderful local family. Another local, Steve Suderman, good vibes. How are you?
I'm doing great. Sorry I stepped on your line there. Hey, I am thankful that I have a day off tomorrow. We're not open on Thursday, but we are open a little early on Friday, and it's all hands on deck, and right through Sunday, we're ready to run like rock stars.
Okay, so I want to go there to get my big TV. Because
because
the price at the box stores is going to be comparable, and you guys know how to set it up and run everything.
You know, we don't have, like, the loss leaders on the cheap stuff. We just can't go there. But the deals are on the good stuff, and our deals are on the good stuff, like the Sony XBR. We got a 65-inch, not even the basic XBR, but the step-up. It's $999. We've got some LG OLED TVs. We're $100 below the internet on the 55-inch. I can't give you details, but we got a hot buy on that. And TVs are just part of the picture. We've got the audio, so your sound bar or your surround sound, and you know the stuff in the walls and the ceilings. So we do all that.
Man, okay. And again, you'll install all that, and you'll figure it out. It's just nice to have somebody to call. And by the way, Vizio is just TVs put together with Sony byproducts, right?
They buy their panels from somebody, and they use almost no video processing in them, and they have no service, no parts.
Okay, Vizio is like a temporary deal, and then you can't get rid of a TV, so you guys don't carry stuff like that. But sometimes the big box stores will get you in because they say 55-inch is a Vizio. You got to be careful with stuff that doesn't last very long.
You know, there's an argument for throwaway product, but I don't think it's a good way to spend your money.
Well, I don't know what you do with it. You still can't throw away a TV.
You got to bury it in the yard.
I mean, come on. All right, so good vibes. How's it been going? I mean, you're kind of a local barometer guy. Has it been a good season so far?
It's building, and I'll let you know on Monday.
Okay, so this is a big weekend for everybody.
You bet.
We want to shop local. We want to shop local.
There's small business Saturday.
Yeah, but it's Friday too, man. Every day is small business, man. Come on, man. We're all in this together, man.
Well, and we're open Sunday, so we start Sunday openings for now for the rest of the season. So.
All right, you want great service. You want the best sound and television. It's Steve Suderman at Good Vibes. How do people find you?
You can call us up at 351-0999, stop by 1501 North Prospect, and most of the deals for Black Friday are on gvibes.com, especially TVs. To look for those.
Excellent, my friend. Hey, have a great Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Stevie.
Five till.
They've trained.